here at the 2017 CUNA GAC with Gene Foley from Harvard Employees Training. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty darn good. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
Hey, we're just starting out kind of midway through the first day of the show here. What's the buzz? What are you hearing so far? What are you guys talking about?
It's
in the hallways here.
Yeah, kind of a new world up on Capitol Hill, right? This is an administration that we're not quite certain what we're going to be walking into up there. So I think that puts a new wrinkle on things for us. It's going to be interesting. Our work hasn't changed. Our message hasn't changed. I think that we just need to make sure that we let our legislators know we're doing the good work and that we're really helping people out. Mm-hmm. And we would like all their help that we can get to help the people that otherwise wouldn't have a white hat alternative for their financial services.
There's a lot of new faces up there, too, that need to be kind of either introduced or reintroduced to Creighton.
Yeah,
well,
that's a great point. Yeah, I think we need to tell the story, even though we've told it before. I think that that's true. I think that we start with a new administration. We've got a lot of new folks up there. Mm-hmm. And that we really need to go up there and make sure that they know who we are and what we do.
Yeah. An old advertising class that I took back in the day is that it takes 7 times for somebody to hear or see something in order for it to stick. So seven times on the hill,
I wish I wish my kids had heard that growing up, because I think it was about 14 or 15.
Oh,
yeah, seven times. I believe that.
Well,
I think that's true.
It's what they said.
That's
so
right.
Hey, let's talk about something a little bit different here.
Sure.
Credit unions capturing the affinity credit card market.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we had a great opportunity at Harvard University about 6 years ago now. The Alumni Association had an affinity card with Barclays Bank that they put out to bid, and we were fortunate enough to win that. And for years, I had been trying to get some sort of entree into the Harvard Alumni Association, and Harvard being Harvard was very, very protective of that Alumni Association. And we were fortunate enough to win that bid on, more than anything else, really reputation and lack of reputation risk. And this was at the time during the financial crisis where banks were really getting a ton of bad press with the whole meltdown. And we did not have the financial resources to meet the other commercial competitors that were going after that. But based on the fact that the university knew that from reputation risk was probably more valuable than monetary remuneration, we won that business, and it has just really been a phenomenal ride for us.
Awesome.
Growing new membership, solidifying our role within the life of Harvard University. It was a little bit of a disconnect for us in that we really went with a mass affluent card product. So that wasn't really our wheelhouse of what we tried to do. But what we really found is that, you know, we can do it, and we can do it as well as any of the Chase or any of the large providers that are out there. And this has really been our ability to go back to the university and say, you've got an issue, your credit union can come in here and can solve it, and can solve it in the way, in the same spirit as what the university would do with their alumni. So it's been a wonderful program for us.
And I think it helps out with your innovation, correct?
It does. We had to develop all new websites, a whole new platform in order to do these transactions with. And what has been difficult for us, and I think when you're thinking about innovation in the credit union space, the spirit is there in credit unions. Credit unions are very flexible.
Yeah.
They're really cutting edge. It's difficult when you've got the inability to make things in a proprietary way yourself, and you need to rely on third-party solutions. But it can be done, and if you stay with your vendors and you put your case together and you show them what the advantage of this would be, we can get innovation from the third-party providers that we're using, and in the end, they're going to win as much as the credit union's going to win. It's a struggle to take the friction out of the transaction. That's really what we're trying to do. We're really trying to make that transaction as smooth and seamless as we can for our members. But on the back end of that transaction, there might be 3 or 4 different partners that are touching that. So we need to just stay focused on making sure that we can get these partners to work with each other. And we really do need to make sure that credit unions stay on the cutting edge of the innovation.
Yeah, I think we're inching our way there.
Yeah, we are.
More and more seamless. But it's a slow process. It's a challenging process, but I think we're getting there. We're almost there.
The heart is there. I mean, the credit unions really want to do this, and they're really struggling to be on the front edge of things.
Let's talk about risk.
Sure.
So, I mean, because we've been talking all morning about, you know, the fantastic convenience that all these cool technology services are providing, but on the flip side of it is the risk, is the security issue.
Yeah.
How are you guys dealing with that?
It's difficult. I have a large international population, as you might imagine, between international students and faculty that travel. Yeah. And it's trying to find that balance between folks doing international transactions and making that card and the services as accessible as you can possibly make them. We have tended to err on the side of taking a little bit more risk initially and lending and seeing how that goes going down the line. We were early on in going EMV for our cards, debit and credit, right across the line.
Yeah.
I think tokenization will be the next big thing that we really need, that credit unions need to embrace, and hopefully we'll get some risk mitigation out there. But it's a real problem. We have people that are committing acts against us every single day, and as a credit union, you really are trying to do whatever your member wants. And at this day and age, you don't know every single one of your members, and it gets really difficult to separate the good guys from the bad guys and have the system set up so they're not so draconian that you're disadvantaging your membership.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be something that keeps you awake at night.
It does.
I just had Joe Schrader from Ventura County Credit Union here, and I asked him, like, what keeps you awake at night? He goes, and the first thing out of his mouth was the whole security issue we just talked about. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, how do we got these great technology, product, services, and stuff, but man, the whole security aspect of it is, you know, just keeps you awake at night.
I think the thing that's incredibly amazing, I've been around, Edward Filene and I started the credit union industry together. I've been in it for so long. But I think what's really amazing is, as credit unions, how impacted we are by everything. It's a global world, and what's ever happening nationally, globally, within the payment space or risk or anything else, it is having an impact on us. And I think that is a brand new thing for us to accept, that we don't have nearly as much control over things as we used to have, and that we really need to make sure that we're as sophisticated as any other provider that's out there to manage the risk.
I want to give MasterCard a quick plug here.
Sure.
And so how are you guys working with them in all of this, in this whole technology security type thing?
MasterCard came and stepped up in a huge way for us when we were looking to develop this affinity card program, especially for the Harvard Alumni Association. I believe we were the only credit union to buy an existing bank portfolio. I actually negotiated
the
deal. Yeah, and even though it was a small portfolio at Barclays is a London-based bank. I was negotiating the deal with folks in London to bring that portfolio over and convert that portfolio. And MasterCard, just through every step of the process, really helped us quite a bit. And most especially since then, the analytics that they've helped us with has really helped us develop that program and make it meaningful on the reward side and for us to manage that portfolio. It's been a great partnership.
It's probably kind of a weight off of your shoulders to have that in your corner, so
it
to
is,
speak, you know?
Without
so,
a doubt.
Yeah.
You know, and I think credit cards in particular are not a product that's in the credit union wheelhouse. It's a little bit of a different animal. Mm-hmm. So all the resources that you can tap into really helps when you're trying to grow a significant portfolio.
Indeed. All right, great message to end on, Gene. Thank
Good.
You so much.
All right, thanks,
well
Mark.
Done, sir.
Great.
Well done.
Thanks
well
a
done.
Lot.
Yeah.